So certainly a lot of things going on in this weekend. You got the spring game, of course, laid out all the things I'm looking for, which is quite a bit tomorrow, 10 different things. I mean, there's really intrigue at every single position, the reality of it is. You know, like, I mean, the running back spot, like, why, with Maurice Washington out there, it's like, be interesting to see what that looks like. The wide receiver spot, Stanley Morgan gone. J.D. Spielman's not going to play on Saturday. Wandale Robinson, the guy who was expected to be the most impactful guy behind Spielman, he's not going to play. Like, there's a lot of unknown there. And then certainly on the defensive side of the ball, there's just, you know, take your pick, man. There's a lot that you want to see and you want to watch and you want to keep an eye on. So there is a lot of intrigue with what tomorrow's going to look like. And of course, you have to take everything with a massive grain of salt and understand it. Like, hey, listen, it's just one scrimmage. It's just one. It's just one of 15. You don't want to take it and run with it. But there are a lot of question marks, you know, and a lot of those question marks make me agree with what Steve Sipple wrote today in the Lincoln Journal Star. He slid just ever so slightly something in there that he said that 9 wins is the ceiling for this team right now. And to me, I agree with him. And I know on the surface sometimes you want to push back on that. Oh, come on, 9 win. No, come on. When you think about all that you know and don't know about this team right now, there are more questions than answers. Sure, there are a handful of things that you really like. You like the quarterback. You like the head coach. You like the schedule. Much more manageable. But it is hard right now to sit on April 12th at 12:23 and say Nebraska's ceiling is 10, 11 wins. I don't know. John agrees with me. He emails in and says, you can't go past 9 wins right now. If you are, you are betting that a lot of players that aren't even on campus are going to be big-time contributors, and that doesn't happen very often, especially for multiple players. Totally agree. You'd be expecting the JUCO running back to come in and light it up. I mean, there's a lot of different individuals you would be thinking that are and assuming that are going to come out, show up, and be big time players. Because that's the thing, is the reality is that the vast majority of the team that of the roster that went 4-8 last year is back this year. It's a lot of the same guys, minus their 1,000-yard rusher and best wide receiver. Like, that's not easy to just pick up and keep rolling. Now, could Nebraska go 9-3? Absolutely, they could go 9-3. But as it stands today, can I sit and say, yep, that's the ceiling? I don't know if I or if I can go past 9 wins being the ceiling. I can't. Because what's hard about that is when you start trying to get into the projection business of thinking about Nebraska next year, You go down the path of having to pencil in guaranteed wins, right? But if you're going to the ceiling is 9, you're penciling in a lot of wins. And outside of South Alabama, and you want to say Northern Illinois, although they beat Nebraska and Lincoln a couple years ago, not a lot of games that you can say they're definitely going to win that game. Even at Illinois, you can giggle all you want. Nebraska lost there in 2015. Illinois led Nebraska at Nebraska in 2016 heading into the fourth quarter. They ran all over Nebraska last year. I can't sit here and necessarily just say, oh, absolutely win. I can't do that. I think they'll win. Can't guarantee you. You know, and Brett, my guy Brett tweets at me and brings goes a good point on Twitter. Says, when was the last time we had a season we won every game we should? No, we obviously is Nebraska. And that. When is the last time Nebraska had a season where they won every game they should? I mean, have to go back to like 1997, 2001, where they won every game they should. Now, the problem with the whole should thing is that's subjective. You know, a game that I think that Nebraska should win may not be a game that, you know, you think Nebraska should win. And so that's what's hard. I mean, If you're going past nine wins, you're saying that there are a lot of games on the schedule where you feel like you can mark it down, that pencil in a win. And that's challenging to do right now. And again, all that being said, I'm high on the program. I like the direction. I'm all in on Frost. I'm excited about what the future holds. But at this point, I just think there's still a lot of questions and a lot of concerns. There's a lot of things to be excited about. No question about that. You got one of the best coaches in the country. You got one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Every single game Nebraska takes the field, they're going to have the better quarterback. That's a hell of a place to start when you're trying to win football games. And that's the fact. So, I think Sip is right. I really do. 402-951-1620. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter, @NickBob. Matt Schick is going to stop by in about 45 minutes, but coming up next, I want to pound through these NBA playoffs, give you my prediction, lay out what I see based on the matchups and all that. That's coming up next.